Exercises 3 and 4, page 53.
Good morning, listeners. Today, in Healthy Living, I'm speaking to Dr. Linda Jackson about what each of us should be doing to live healthier lives. Linda, what's the secret?
The key to a healthy diet is balance. Don't eat too much fat, sugar, or salt, but don't cut them out completely. That can make things harder for you. A lot of people find that when they try to avoid certain foods, like cream cakes, crisps, or chocolate, it actually makes them want those foods more. You can give yourself a little treat now and again, just not too often. Also with salt, your body needs to have some salt to work properly, just not too much. The secret to keeping your salt at the right levels is not to add any to your meals when you sit down at the table. Instead, put the salt in the food while you're cooking it, and you will actually use less overall. Now, it's fair to say that it's difficult to eat the number of different fruits and vegetables that the government recommends, but there are things you can do to make it a little easier. You can cut some carrot, cucumber, or pepper into sticks and keep them in the fridge for healthy snacks between meals. You can also add extra vegetables, like grated carrot and courgette, to your pasta sauce or burger mixture. This is especially good if you ever want to get children to eat more vegetables without knowing. And it's okay to use frozen vegetables if you don't have the time to wash and cut fresh veg. As for exercise, you don't need to join a gym or get a personal trainer. Little things like walking instead of taking the car, or climbing the stairs instead of using the lift, will all help you keep active. Even doing the housework counts as exercise. You shouldn't worry about how much you weigh. Concentrate instead on your fitness. You should be doing 30 minutes of exercise every day to keep your heart healthy. And if you have the chance, go swimming sometimes. Swimming is one of the best forms of exercise. The other important things are reducing stress and getting a good night's sleep. Make time to relax. Spend some quality time with friends and have a laugh. Laughing at something like a funny film can lower stress levels. And read a book or listen to some music to calm your mind before you go to bed. Try to avoid using your mobile or watching TV for an hour before you go to bed, as they can disturb sleep. And you should be getting 7 or 8 hours sleep each night.
All great advice, but let's move on from the general to the...